is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S.-led coalition in Iraq says no Americans were killed in a recent rocket attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this report.
A coalition spokesman says the contractor who was killed after a barrage of rockets struck near an airport in northern Iraq was not an American national, hours after the attack sparked fears of renewed hostilities in the region. Shortly after the attack, an American Army colonel had said a civilian contractor with the coalition was killed, but no further details about the citizenship of the person were provided. Late on Monday, over a dozen rockets hit areas between a civilian international airport in the city of Erbil and the nearby base hosting US troops. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Myanmar have filed a new charge against ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi, according to her lawyer today, which may allow her to be held indefinitely without trial. Khin Maung Zaw is a lawyer who was asked to represent the deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi.
Aung San Suu Kyi was charged not only with one case, as we have already known, two cases.
Maung Zaw told reporters after meeting with a judge that Suu Kyi has been charged with violating Article 25 of the Natural Disaster Management Law, which has been used to prosecute people who have broken coronavirus restrictions. Suu Kyi, who was ousted in a military coup on February the 1st, has already been charged with possessing walkie-talkies that were imported without being registered. The World Health Organization has granted an emergency authorization to the coronavirus vaccine made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. The move should allow the UN Health Agency's partners to ship millions of doses to other countries. This is VOA News. North Korea launched a cyber attack on U.S. drug maker Pfizer to steal the company's COVID-19 vaccine data, according to South Korea's intelligence agency. Officials with the National Intelligence Service briefed lawmakers today in Seoul during a closed-door hearing with lawmakers. This is the second time in recent months that Pyongyang has been accused of hacking pharmaceutical companies to retrieve data about their work in creating a new coronavirus vaccine. Microsoft said in November that hackers from both North Korea and Russia attempted to break into seven prominent companies, including Pfizer and its German-based partner, BioNTech. It's an embarrassment to someone, just who yet is difficult to determine, but the stakes could not be higher. A warehouse outside of Fort Worth, Texas, is piled high with cases of medical-grade N95 face masks. Now, the company, Prestige Ameritech, can churn out 1 million masks every 4 days, but the owner doesn't have orders for nearly that many. So he recently got approval from the government to start exporting. Michael Bowen said, "I'm drowning in these respirators." On the same day, 1,000 miles away in Minnesota, Mary Turner, a COVID-19 intensive care nurse at a hospital outside of Minneapolis, strapped on one disposable N95 respirator that she would be forced to use for her entire shift.
You can't imagine how much we've had to fight for something this basic.
Before the coronavirus pandemic, Turner would have thrown out her mask and grabbed a new one after each patient to prevent the spread of disease. The North Carolina Republican Party has voted to censure Senator Richard Burr after he voted to convict former President Trump. Ben Thomas has this report.
State GOP Chairman Michael Whatley says it's a statement to express disagreement with Burr's vote, but symbolic, with little practical impact. But in his own statement, Burr says it is truly a sad day for North Carolina Republicans. He says the party's leadership has chosen loyalty to one man over the core principles of the Republican Party and the founders of our great nation. Burr was one of seven Republicans to vote to convict Trump. He has served as one of North Carolina's U.S. senators for the past 16 years, but has said he will not run for re-election when his term expires next year. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress will establish an independent September 11-style commission to look into the deadly insurrection. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.